B'siyata d'shmaya, Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss what has more kedusha: a Beis HaKnesses, which is a place for davening, or a Beis HaMedrash for learning. Omar of Papi Mishmei Derava. One's allowed to transform a Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis HaMedrash. Shori, it's muta, since the Beis HaMedrash is more kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. Mibei Rabbonon lebei Knishta osor, but it's also to turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, because in kedusha you're not allowed to be moiriden. The Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Masni Ipcha. Even though Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, as we just saw, Rav Papa said in the name of Rava the opposite, that the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is greater than that of a Beis HaMedrash. Omar of Acha Kavoseder of Papi Mistabra. To Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses mutar la'asoysoy Beis HaMedrash, Shma Mino. If that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, then it seems that indeed, like Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, that the kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is more than that of a Beis HaKnesses. Now the Gemara is going to bring another Machlekus Amiroim, arguing in this inyan. Dorash Bar Karporo. Maidich si, it says in the Pasuk, when discussing the entrance of Nebuzradon into Yerushalayim, Vayisraif es Beis Hashem, ves Beis HaMelech, ves Kol Bote Yerushalayim, ves Kol Beis Godel Soraf Beish. And the Gemara darshans, Bar Kapara says that Beis Hashem ze Beis HaMikdash. That's the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayisraif es Beis Hashem. Beis HaMelech, Elu Paltrim Shel Melech. The palaces of the king. Ve'es kol bote Yerushalayim, kamashmon, it means the places, the residential homes in Yerushalayim. Ve'es kol beis godol, soraf beish, Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They were discussing what is the beis godol. Chad omar, mokim shemegadlin boi teira, v'chad omar, mokim shemegadlin boi tfilo. Man do omar, the amir that says that beis godol is a mokim shemegadlin boi toira dichsiv, it's based on a pasuk, Hashem chofetz leman tzidko yagdil toira v'yadir. You see that yagdil is toira, therefore bayis godil is a bayis shemegadlin boi toira. Uman do omar, the amir that said the bayis godil was tfilo, dichsiv it says in the pasuk, sapro li es kol hagdoilis asha also Elisha. When Achov, the king of Yisrael, asked Gehazi to tell him about the gdolos of Elisha, ve'Elisha da'avad berachmehu da'avad. The way that Elisha did his nisim was by bakoshas rachmim and tefillah. So you see that gdolos means tefillah, therefore bayis godel is a bayis shemegadlin boy tefillah. Now we know that the two Amiroim that were arguing was Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but we don't yet know which Amira said what. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, there's a probability to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who da Omar lemokim shemegadlin boi Torah. To Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses mutar la'asoysoy Beis HaMedrash. And since a Beis HaMedrash has even more Kedusha than Beis HaKnesses, probably it's the Beis HaMedrash that has more Kedusha and is called a Bayis Godol Shma Mino. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Aval Mochrus Torah lo yikhus Sforim. You cannot sell a Sefer Torah and use the money to buy other Sforim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha of selling a Sefer Torah. Iboya luhu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a sofik. Mahu limkir Sefer Torah yoshon likach bei chodosh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to use the money to buy a new one? Kiven deloy ma'alile, ma'ilim ba'kodesh, means you have to go up a madrega. Selling a Sefer Torah, there's nowhere to go up to. And therefore, osar, it should be osar. Oidilma, or maybe, kiven deleka la'aluye iluyo, achrina, since there is nothing more kodesh, shapir domi, one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to keep the kodesh on the same level and buy a new Sefer Torah. Now the Gemara is going to try and bring a raya to this shaila from our Mishnah. Toshima, we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Aval Mochru Teira Lo Yikhu Sforim. We can be medayik from there. Sforim Hu Deloy. You can't buy Sforim with the money that you received in a sale of the Sefer Torah. Ho Teira B'Teira Shapir Domi. You can use the money from the Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. The Gemara is doicha, it's not a raya, because maybe masnisin dieved, maybe it was taka'osa. Once you sold the Sefer Torah and you have the money, you have no choice. At least don't use the money for something which is a yerdin. Ki komi boilon, the shaila was lekatchila, are you lekatchila allowed to sell a Sefer Torah and use the money to buy another Sefer Torah? So the Gemara is going to try and bring another raya. Toshima, we learnt in a braisa, goylilin Sefer Torah b'mitpachis chumoshin. You're allowed to use the belts that they used to tie the chumashim and use it when rolling a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to tie chumashim with the bands that are used for neviim and ksuvim, because chumashim is a higher level of kedusha. It's part of Torah. The difference that it's called a chumash and not a sefer Torah is because it's only one of the five chumashim. It's not all the five bound together. You're not allowed to tie in neviim and ksuvim with the ties of the chumashim because it's being married in the kedusha. What do we see in this brisa? That goylilim sefer Torah b'mitpachos chumashim. You're allowed to use the mitpachos of chumashim to tie sefer Torah. Mitpachos chumashim in. You can only use the ties of the chumashim in order to tie sefer Torah. But mitpachos sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use the mitpachos of one sefer Torah for another sefer Torah, because you're not allowed to change from one kedusha to the next unless you're being male. And since one sefer Torah to the next is the same kedusha, and therefore it's also. And that would be a raya that you're not allowed to sell an old sefer Torah to use the money to buy a new sefer Torah. The Gemara's doicha aim a sefer. Look at the sefer of that very brisa we just learnt. It says that v'loy chumoshin b'mitpachos sefer Torah. You're not allowed to tie a chumish with the mitpachos of a sefer Torah, and we can be medayik from there. You only can't use the mitpachos of a sefer Torah to tie a chumash, but to tie another sefer Torah you can. So since it's clear that the brisa was not intending to allow itself to be meduyuk in this way, you can't bring any raya from the brisa. So the Gemara is going to try and bring a raya from a different brisa. Toshema manichin sefer Torah al gabi Torah. You're allowed to put one sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. V'Torah al gabi chumashim, and you can put a sefer Torah on top of chumashim. V'chumashim al gabi neviim uksuvim. Aval loy neviim uksuvim al gabi chumashim. V'loy chumashim al gabi Torah. And from the fact that it's mutter to put one sefer Torah on another, it would seem that you can also sell one sefer Torah in order to buy another. Now the Gemara is doicha the raya, and he says, Hanocha ka'omris. You want to bring a proof from the halachas of what can be put on top of what? Shani hanocha deloy efsha. Hanocha is a situation where you don't have any choice. You have to be able to put svarim on top of each other. Deloy te mahachi. If you wouldn't be allowed to put one sefer Torah on top of another, michrach hecha korchinon. V'hoka yosev dapo achavrei. How can you roll one part of the sefer Torah onto another where every part of the sefer Torah is resting on every other part? If you have no choice, sorry, it's muta. Hochanamian, as far as putting Sifrei Torah on top of each other, kiven de lo yefshe, there's no other choice. Sorry, it's muta, but you don't have a raya from there whether you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to buy another Sefer Torah. The Gemara is going to now try and bring another raya. Toshema, to Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Lo yimkir odom Sefer Torah. Yoshon likach boi chodosh. He says mefurush that it's also to sell one sefer Torah in order to buy another one. Says the Gemara, no, hosom mishum pshiusa. The Pshim ben Gamliel was talking about a case where you don't yet have a new sefer Torah available to buy, and you're selling the old one in the hope that you'll buy a new one. And mechoshesh there's going to be a pshia, and you'll end up not having the sefer Torah. Kikom rinon, what was our sophic? Kegoin dechsiv umanach li paruke, where the new Sefer Torah has already been written and it just needs to be bought. My, what's the halacha? So Gemara's going to try and bring another raya. Toshema adom Rabbi Yechanon mishum Reb Meir. Ein meichrin Sefer Torah elo lilmoy Torah velisa isha. You're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if you need the money to be able to learn Torah or to get married. And the Gemara understood that hu adin to sell a sefer Torah in order to buy another one, it's muta. Shma mina, Torah b'Torah, shapir domi. You can sell an old sefer Torah in order to buy a new one. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Dilma shani limud, shehalimud mevi lidei maisa. Selling a sefer Torah in order to be able to be loymeid has a preference, because when you learn Torah, it teaches you how to keep the Torah. Yishonami, and also in order to get married, the pasuk says Lo tohu v'ra lo sheves yitzora. The tachlis ha'olam is to be able to get married. So one's allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to be able to bring the world to its tachlis. Aval Torah b'Torah, but to sell a sefer Torah in order to buy another sefer Torah, loy, that might be asa. Gemara is now going to bring another brisa about selling a sefer Torah. Tonu rabbanon lo yimkir odom sefer Torah aval pi she'enoi tzarich lo. Even if you don't need the sefer Torah anymore, for example, you have another one, you mustn't sell it. Yeser al kain, and even more than that, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, afila ein lo ima yeichal. Even if your situation is so desperate that you don't have what to eat, u'mochar sefer Torah, and he sold the sefer Torah in order to have money to live on, oibitoy, or he sold his daughter as a maid in order to be able to survive, nonetheless, ein lo roya simon bracha la'olam. No bracha is going to come out of a sale like that. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah that the Kedusha HaChamura is also Chal V'chein B'moisrehem, on the change of the money that was used to buy something that was initially a lesser Kedusha, and they bought something with a greater Kedusha, and there's still some money left over. That leftover money must also be used to buy something with greater Kedusha. Omar Rava. If they sold something of lesser Kedusha and they used part of the money to buy something with a greater Kedusha, then the change has to also be used for a greater Kedusha. Aval Gavu, if they collected money from the Tzibur to buy a Sefer Torah, and after they bought a Sefer Torah there was some money left, Mutar, you're allowed to use the remaining money to buy something that has less Kedusha than a Sefer Torah. Esve Abaya. Abaya asked on Rava that on this Mishnah, V'chein b'moisrehem, we learned a Braisa. The Braisa said, B'me dvorim amurim, when are you not allowed to buy something of lesser Kedusha with the change? Shelo hisnu, when they didn't make a t'nai that they would use the money for other things. Aval hisnu, if they made a t'nai, afilu l'duchsusya mutar. The Gemara is soon going to explain what this is. Now the Gemara says, let's try and understand, heichadomi, what case is the Braisa talking about? Ilema, is it talking about a case shemochru? Vohisiru, they sold something with the greater Kedusha. And we're talking about the change of the money, ki hisnu mayhava. What does it help to make a t'nai? Tachlis, this money originated from Kedusha, which was more chomo. Elo, it must be the Braisa is talking about shegavu vohisiru. They collected money to do something of Kedusha, and after they bought the intended Kedusha item, there was change. And there the Braisa says that it's muta. When is it muta? Tama, only to hisnu, because they made it nai. Ho loy hisnu, if they didn't make it nai, loy, then even then, you cannot use the money for something with lesser Kedusha. And this is contrary to what Rava said, that if you collected money to buy a Sefer Torah, and you bought a Sefer Torah, and there's money left, that you're allowed to buy something else with it. Answers the Gemara, lo'ilam, it could be the Braisa talking about, shemochru vohisiru. There was already a Sefer Torah, they sold the Sefer Torah, and it's talking about the change of the Sefer Torah. And you asked Akasha, so what does it help to make it nai? V'achi komar, this is what the Braisa meant. B'mei devarim amurim, when are you not allowed to use the change for something that was less chomor than the original item that was sold? Sheloi hisnu shiva toivei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. As we saw in Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Aval hisnu sheva toivei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. Afilu l'duchsusya nami mutar. And since that's pshat in the Braisa, so the Braisa wasn't talking about a case of govu v'hisiru. And it could well be that by Govu Vohisiru, even without any t'nai, one is mutter to use the leftover money to buy other things, like Rava said. Now going back to what is this Duchsusya, Omar le'abaye lahume rabbonon, Abaye asked one of the Chachomim, to have a Masadir Masnito Kamejo of Sheshes, who was used to being Masadir the Mishnayas in front of Rav Sheshes. Mi shmir lecho, did you hear me Rav Sheshes? My Duchsusya, what does Duchsusya mean? Omar le, that Chachom said, Hochi Omar Rav Sheshes. Yet Rav Sheshes explained that Duchsusya means Prosha Demosa. This was to pay for the person that was appointed to be the delivery person when correspondence had to be done with the authorities. One can use the money even to pay for the services of this person. From this incident, Omar Abaya, Abaya came to the conclusion that Hilkach, Hai Tzurvam Rabbonon, Italmud Chochem, Teshomale Milsa, that here's halacha, v'lo yoda pirusha, and he doesn't know what a word means. L'shailo kamei d'shchiach kamei rabbonon. Ask somebody who's commonly found close to bigger chachomim, d'le efshe d'le shmir le min gavur rabba. Because somebody who hangs around the gavur rabba will have heard the explanation to all the difficulties. Now the Gemara is moving to a din in Hilchas Staka. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rab Meir, b'nei ha'ir sheholchu le'ir acheres, uposku aleihem tztaka. Noisnin, he has to give it to those gaboim of the town that he's in now, so they shouldn't think, they shouldn't be choishet him that then he's not paying. Or kashem boim, and when they're ready to leave the city that they're in now, back to the hometown, mevien oiso imoim, they go to those gaboim in the previous place that they were in, and they ask for the money back, and say that we only gave it to you, so you shouldn't think we don't give. But be aware that the money that we give for tzedakah has to go to the aniyim of the town that we actually live in. Give us the money back, and we'll use that money and give it to the aniyim in our town. Tanin amihachi, we saw this in the Braisa. B'nei ha'iru she'holchul ir acheres uposku alein tzedakah, noisnin, ukoshem boyin, mevi'in noisoyim moen. And the Braisa continues, but that's only true when a group of Bnei O'ir go from one place temporarily to another place. But if an individual goes to another place and they mechayev him to give tzedakah, the money stays in the place that he went to visit, and they cannot ask the Gaboyim for the money back. Now the Gemara says a story about this. Rav Huna gozar ta'anisa. Rav Huna made a gzeira because of some tzara that was happening in the place that the tzibur have to fast. Ol legabei Rav Chana bar Chanilai v'chol bnei Mosi. Then Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and all those people that came with him from his original town came up to the place where Rav Huna was. Romu alayu tzedakah. Rav Huna was mechayev Rav Chana bar Chanilai and all the people with him to give tzedakah. V'yavu, and they gave it to the kabbalah. And when they wanted to go back to where they came from, Omrulei, they said to Rav Huna, Noisva lon mar, give us back the money that we gave you, Venezel Unafarnis Bo Aniye Mosin, so we can take the money back and give it to the poor people from where we live. Omalahu, Rav Huna told them, Tanina, we learnt in the Braisa, Bamedvarim Amurim, when is it true that you can ask for your money back? Beshein Sham Chever Ir, when the visiting town does not have a Talmud Chacham who's Oisuk with the Tzorchei HaTzibur. Aval Yeshom Chever Ir, if there's a Talmud Chacham who's taking care of the Tzorchei HaIr, Tinosin LeChever Ir, then the money gets given to the Chever HaIr, he gives it out, and they can't ask for the money back. The Kol Shekein, even more so in our case, De Aniyei Didi Vuditchu Olai Smichi. The aniyim of this town here that you're visiting, and the poor people of your town where you've come from, are both dependent on me. I'm giving them tzedakah as well. And therefore the money certainly stays with me. Says the Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we discussed the Kedusha on the money that was received for the sale of a shul, the Beis HaKnesses. Here we're going to discuss the level of Kedusha that the Beis HaKnesses itself keeps and what one's allowed to do with it after the sale. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moichrin es shel Rabim leYochid. A Beis HaKnesses that belongs to a Tzibur, a Rabim, must not be sold to an individual, even if the individual is going to use it to davenin. Mepnei Shemiridin Oisoy Mikdushosoy. It's a Yerida in Kedusha. Divi Reb Meir. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Reb Meir, Im Kain, Afloi Meir Gdeila Leir Ktano. If the amount of people using a shul determines how Kodesh it is, then you shouldn't be able to sell a shul from a big city to a small city. That's also Yerida in Kedusha. And since it can't be that it's Asa, because then you'll never be able to sell a Beis HaKnesses, and it must be we're not Choshesh for this, and in the same way as you can sell a shul from a big city to a small one, so too a Rabbim can sell a shul to a Yochid. Says the Gemara, Shapir ka'omrile, Rabbonon Reb Meir. The Rabbonon had a very reasonable claim to Reb Meir. How can you, Reb Meir, say that you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses from a Rabbim to a Yochid? How are you ever going to sell a Beis HaKnesses from an Ir Gdeila to an Ir Ktano? What's Reb Meir going to answer to that? Answers the Gemara of Reb Meir, Me Ir Gdeila li Ir Ktano, Me Ikora Kadisha, Hashtanami Kadisha. The Kedusha is not going down. Before it was sold, it was used as a Beis HaKnesses, and after it was sold to this Ir Ktano, it's also still being used as a Beis HaKnesses. And that's why it's muta. Mirabim leYochid, but selling a shul from a rabbim to an individual, leka kedusha. Since an individual who davens in a shul cannot say Dvorim Shepakdusha, we know that Ein Dvorim Shepakdusha Pocha is Me'asara, and therefore it's Yerida in the Kedusha. Says the Gemara of Rabbonon. How are the Rabbonon going to answer this? So they're going to say as follows. If you're going to be concerned from a rabbim to a yochid that the kedusha is going down and therefore it should be asa, ki hay gavna nami ikel meichash. There's also reason to be concerned from selling a Beis HaKnesses from an Ir Gdeila to an Ir Ktano, mishum b'roiv om hadras melech. Since there's many more people in a big city, and we know that the more people that are davening together, b'roiv om hadras melech, Therefore, selling a shul to an irktano is a yirida in the kedusha. So the chachamim hold that since when you sell a shul, the kedusha of the original shul is chal on the money, we're not worried if the shul itself is going down the kedusha from a big city to a small city. So too, we're not concerned if it gets given from a rabbim to a yochid, because lemaisa, the money of the sale is going to be used to build a beis hakneses, the rabbim. Says the Mishnah, we're continuing to discuss the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses after it was sold. Says the Mishnah, Ein Meichrin Beis HaKnesses Elo Al Tnai. Even if you're selling a shul that was belonging to a rabbim and you're selling it to a rabbim, there's no yurid in the Kedusha. If you don't make a Tnai, it looks as if you're just getting rid of it. And that itself is a bizoyim. What's the Tnai? Sheim Yiritzu Yachziru. That if the people selling the shul at any point want to buy it back, that the buyers are going to sell it back. Divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. V'chachomim oimrim, moichrin oisoy mimkar oilam. You can sell it without any conditions, with no tnai that's going to allow you to force the buyer to sell it back. And you can sell the shul even to a yochid, and he can do whatever he wants with it. Chutz me'arba dvarim. L'merchat, he can't use it as a bathhouse. L'burksiki, the place where they would tan the skins, and it's a very bad smell. L'tvila, you can't turn it into a mikvah. U'lebeis hamayim, which is either a place where they do the washing, where they clean their clothes, or to turn it into a place where people pass water, where they excuse themselves. And those are bizoyim. Reb Yehuda Omer, moichrin oiso l'shem chotza. You can sell it to whoever's buying it that it should be a chotza. V'alekeach ma sheyotze yase. After the lekeach has bought it as a chotza, he can do in the chotza whatever he wants, even those four things that we mentioned. Says the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah that according to Reb Meir, when you sell a shul, it has to be sold bitnai that you can buy it back at a later stage. Asks the Gemara Reb Meir, Heicha dayriba, how can the buyers use the shul after the sale? Ho havila ribis. It's mamish, looks like ribis. Why? So let's say that Reuven had a shul and he sold it to Shimon. Shimon paid for it. So now Reuven is holding the money that Shimon paid for Reuven's shul. If at a later stage Reuven wants to buy the shul back, he's going to give the money back to Shimon, and Shimon is going to give the shul back to Reuven. So the end of that whole story, what will have transpired? That Shimon's money was in Reuven's hands for a certain amount of time. Afterwards he got it back. And besides for getting the money back afterwards, he also had use of Reuven's shul. Which means that Reuven returned Shimon's money plus the use of the shul. And that smells very similar to ribis. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Amora, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar tzad echot b'ribis mutar. Ribis is only also when it's definite. Over here it's only going to be ribis in the event that Reuven wants to buy the shul back. But Reuven might choose never to buy it back. If Reuven never buys the shul back, then it's a typical sale, and there's no ribis in at all, and therefore it's mutar, even in the event that he might buy it back. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the makir of the sugya of tzad echot b'ribis. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Harei shehoya noyshe b'chaveiro imone. Reuven borrowed from Shimon a monet, and now Shimon is coming to Reuven and saying, give me back my money. And Reuven says, you know what? I haven't got money to give you. I'll give you a field worth a money. If I don't end up paying you, then the field is yours. If I end up paying you, you'll give me the field back. Then halacha is bizman shem moicher oichel peiris mutar. If Reuven is the one that's eating the fruits in this field and benefiting from the field, then it's mutar. Loikeach oichel peiris. If Shimon is the one that's going to be benefiting from the field, also. It's also because what might happen is that Reuven will decide to give the money back to Shimon, and then Shimon will give the field back to Reuven. And if Shimon has been using and appreciating and benefiting from the field in that period that the field was in his reshus, then it will turn out that Reuven gave back to Shimon the money that he borrowed, plus ribis. And that's why it's also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu lekeach eichel peiris." Shimon's allowed to eat the peiris mutter. There's no problem of ribis, as we're going to see in a minute. V'omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda proved his stand. He says, "Ma'isa b'baisos ben zaynon she'osa sodeyu mecher." This baisos gave a field to somebody he owed money to. Al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria told him he could do that. V'lekeach and the malve, the Shimon eichel peiris haya. He was eating the fruits. Tilda's man piroin. Amruloi. The Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't bring a raya from the story with Baisus ben Zainan. Mishom raya? Moichar oichel peiris hoya, v'loi lekeach. It's true that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Baisus he could give the Malveh a field, and you, Rabbi Yehuda, assumed that the Malveh was eating Paris. But the truth is that that's not what happened. The Leiva ate the Paris, and therefore there's no problem with the Ribis. That's how the Ritva explains this. Ritva in Bab Metzia, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. My binayu. What's the Oimek HaMachlekes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda? Whether the Leiva has to eat the Paris, or whether the Malveh is allowed to eat the Paris? Says the Gemara, Tzad Echot Beribis. Iku binayu, that's the difference between them. Marasov, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzad Echot Beribis Mutar. Since it could be that the Leiva is not going to end up paying the Halvar, and the Malveh is going to keep the field, there's no Ribis. So even in the event that it turns out that the Leiva did pay the Halvar and the field is going to go back to him, that's only one tzad. Tzad Echot Beribis is Mutar. Omar Sova and the Chachomim hold Tzad Echot Beribis also. Rava Omar Rava says that's not the Oimek HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. The Kuli Alma, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim hold Tzad Echot Beribis also. And if there's any chance that the Malveh is also going to get his money back and he's eating the Paris in the meantime, it's Osir. V'hochan over here, Ribis al Menos lehachzir ikabinayu. Machlokes is, are you allowed to give something which is Ribis on condition that the ribis is going to be returned? Marasov Rabbi Yehuda holds ribis almanos lehachzir mutter. The malveh is allowed to eat the paris. If the leiveh is going to give the malveh back the halvah, and it's going to be ribis, then the malveh is going to give the paris, or the value of the paris, back to the leiveh. And that's mutter. Marasov, the Tanakama hold osir, even in this situation, since while he was eating the paris, it's a type of ribis, and therefore it's osir. According to Rava, Rav Meir in our Mishnah, that allows us to sell a beis haknesses with a tnai, Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ribis al manos lehachzir is muta, and part of the tnai of Rav Meir was that in the event that the seller of the shul is going to buy back the shul and give the money back to the buyer, then the buyer is going to give the value that he received from the shul in the meantime back to the seller. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, the koiner can't do four things with it, but it's a memkar oilom and doesn't need to have a tnai that allows the seller to force the buyer to sell it back, should he choose to in the future. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can sell it l'shem chotza, and the lekeach can do with it whatever he wants. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. If after the mechira, can the koiner, can the buyer use what was formerly a beis haknesses for shimushei bizoyin? So the Gemara is now going to discuss when and how it's mutter to pass water in a place or close to a place that was used for tefillah. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, mutter la'odom lahashtin mayim b'toich arba amos shel tefillah. It's mutter to pass water within four amos of a place where one has davened in. Asks the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, ma'ikom hashmalon, what's the chiddush? Tanina. We already learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, Moichrin Oisa L'shum Chotzer V'lokeach Ma Sheyirtze Yaseh. We saw in the Mishnah that somebody who buys a Beis HaKnesses can do in it even a Tashmish Bozui, like excusing oneself. V'afilu Rabbonon, even the Chachomim argued and said it was also to do a Shimush of Bizoyen, Loika Omri Elo Beis HaKnesses Tekvia Kudushosi. To do it in a place of a Beis HaKnesses that had a Kvias Tege Kudusha. Aval Arba Amois. But to do it within Dalad Amois, over a Mokim Tfila, the Leikvia Kedushosayu, the Arba Amois outside the Mokim Tfila, is not used to davenin, but even Kavua. Loi, the Chachomim didn't answer it. So what's the Chiddush of Shmuel when he said that one is allowed to pass water within four Amos of a Mokim Tfila? The Gemara doesn't actually answer this question, but the Rashba says that the Chiddush of Shmuel was to be medayik this halacha from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah it doesn't say mefurush whether the Chachomim asid also dalad amos from a mokim of tefillah. And Shmuel pointed out that even the Chachomim only asid in the mokim of the Beis HaKnesses, but not in dalad amos from the Beis HaKnesses. Now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa about passing water in a mokim tefillah. Toni Tana Kameder Rav Nachman, one of the Chachomim who was commonly reading braises to Rav Nachman, said as follows: Hamispalel, if somebody is davening, marchik arba amos umashtin, he should move four amos away from where he davened, and then he can pass water. V'hamashtin, and if somebody passed water and he wants to daven, marchik arba amos, he should move away four amos from where he passed water, umispalel, and then he can daven. Omar Le, Rav Nachman said to that Amora that was reading the Brisa to him, Bishleima Hamashtim Marchik Arba Amoisa Mispalil, I can understand the second halacha that you said. I know where it comes from, Tanina, it's a Mishnah in Brachas, Davchov Beis Amud Beis, Kamo Yarchik Mehen, how far should a person remove himself from Meiraglaim, Umina Tzoyar, or from Tzoyar, if he wants to say Krishna, Arba Amois, should move away, 4 Amois. Elo, Hamispalil Marchik Arba Amois Umashtin, Lomali. The first halacha that you said, that somebody who davened and wants to pass water should move 4 Amos away, why should he do that? Yehochiv is true to say that anywhere where you davened becomes Kodesh, and you're not allowed to pass water there, Kiddushtinu lekulush vili denardo. All the streets, the alleys in Narada, over time they've all been used to daven in by the people who are passing by. And that would mean that would be also to pass water in any of the shvilim of Naradoi. And that's very difficult to say that. So if Nachman told the Amira that you have to change the girusa in that brisa, Tani, you should say Hamispalil Yishe Kedehiluch Arba Amis Vyashtin Vamashtin Yishe Kedehiluch Arba Amis Vyispalil. It's not about going someplace or moving someplace. It's about how long you have to wait. If you davened, wait a few seconds before you pass water. And if you passed water, wait a few seconds before you daven. The Gemara is now going to say, Bishleima mashtin yishek dehiluch arba amois. I can understand that you should wait a few seconds after passing water before davening. Mishum nitzaitzis, for the last drops of water, shouldn't dirty his clothes. So wait a few seconds for the last drops to leave, and then you can prepare yourself to daven. Elo mispalil yishek dehiluch arba amois. Lomoli. Why should somebody have to wait after finishing davening before he can pass water? Answers the Gemara Mervashi. Shekol arba amois tfilosi isdura bepiv v'rachushei merachshon sivosi. The few seconds after a person finishes davening, his lips are still murmuring in tfilah. And if he starts passing water straight away, there's a good chance that he'll be passing water while he's still davening, and that's Asa. Continues the Gemara, even though we just saw that one is allowed to pass water, even within Dalet Amos, from a Mokim Tefillah, we're going to see that one of the Chachomim attributed his Arichas Yomim to the fact that he was very careful not to do that. So the Gemara brings 4 Chachomim who were very much Marich Yomim, and to what they felt attributed to it. Zalfon Simon. The Simon of those 4 Chachomim is a Zalfon. We're going to have Rabbi Zakai, Reb Elozor, the Lamed, Reb Peredo, and Reb Nechunya ben Akono. Shalu Talmidov ez Rabbi Zakai, Bameh Herachto Yomim. In what schos do you think you are Marich Yomim? You merited long life. Omar lehem miyomai lo yishtanti mayim besoich arba amos shel tefillah. Even outside the Beis HaKnesses, within Dalet Amos of a mokim tefillah, he didn't pass water. V'lo kinisi sheim lechaveri. I didn't call my friend with a negative, a derogatory nickname. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayoyim. Even though I was a very poor person, I made sure to always make kiddush on Shabbos day with wine, even though according to the halacha he is allowed to use bread. And he added an incident. Imoz Keino Hoysoli, I had a very elderly mother. Pamachas Mochro Kipo Shebereisha. And she once sold the scarf that she would wrap herself with. Vehivioli Kiddish Hayoim. And she would bring the money to me in order that I could buy wine for Kiddish. And Tono, the Brisa says, Kishameso, when his elderly mother passed away, Hinicho Loi, she left him as Yerusha, Shloishmioi Skarbe Yain. 300 barrels of wine. Or Kishameis who? When Reb Zakkai himself passed away, Hiniach Lebonov Shloishes Alofim Garbe Yain. 3,000 barrels of wine. Another incident, another story that shows the chashivos of making kiddush on wine. Reb Huna Hava Osar Rito V'koi Kamei Derav. When Reb Huna came to Rav, the belt he was wearing was made of gemi, a type of reed. Omalei, Rav said to him, "My hai, why are you not wearing your normal belt you always wear?" Omalei, Reb Huna said to Rav, "Loi haveli kiddusha, I didn't have money to buy wine for kiddush. Umishkante lehem yonai, I gave my belt as a mashkan to somebody who would lend me money. Vasoi be kiddusha, and I could buy wine for kiddush." Omalei, Rav said to him, "Yehi Rava, it should be Hashem's rotzen, the titum b'shiroi, that you should be covered with coats made of meshi. Ki ikalil rabba b'rei." When Rav Huna's son Rabba got married, Rav Huna inish kutzahava. Rav Huna happened to be a short person, he wasn't tall. Gono apurya, and he lay down after the chuppah on a bed. Asyon b'nosei v'kalsei, his daughters and daughters-in-law, who didn't realize that he was lying on the bed because he was so short, sholchon v'shadjon monayhu alei, they threw their coats made of meshi on top of him. Ad itum b'shiroi, until he was completely covered with coats of meshi. Exactly the brocha that Rav gave him. It's true there wasn't much of a brocha in it because they were not his clothes. Some achrenim say that if his daughters and daughters-in-law could afford such clothes, he must have become very rich himself. Shoma Rav. Rav heard that his brocha was neskaim. V'ikbit, he had a tain on Rav Huna. Omar, Rav said to Rav Huna, when I gave you the bracha that you should be deserving to be covered in coats of meshi, why didn't you say v'chein lemar, that you should also get such a bracha? It seems that that moment that I gave you the bracha was a sha'as ratzin, and you can see that my bracha to you was niskayim. Had you used the opportunity to say v'chein lemar, that I too should have such a bracha, I also would have been deserving of riches like that.